Good morning. Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Elliot Harris, the founder and visionary for Absorbits. Good afternoon in your case, Elliot. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much for giving us some time, and we're thrilled to share with you our journey.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you could join us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work history?
Sure. I originally was on Wall Street, and then I built a very successful company in the nightclub, restaurant, and live music business. Subsequently, back in 2016, I was washing my boat, washing my phone, went to Best Buy and told me to put my phone in a bowl of rice, which I did. Of course, that's exactly the size of a grain of rice you're charging for it. Mm-hmm. And get the phone. Went home, couldn't believe that there was nine aisles of electronics accessories, yet nothing for moisture. Was actually eating some beef jerky and saw a desiccant pack. My first thought was, rice is so great, why isn't there a packet of rice? One of these. I was wearing an Under Armour shirt like this one, and the aha moment hit. What if you could combine the moisture wicking ability of this type of a nylon with the desiccant's ability to hold that moisture? Get all my own designs, cut up some shirts, drown some phones, and in September of 17, we were awarded a full utility patent for our advanced bone dry material that is at the core of all of Absorbit's products. So our material actually works on the same principle as commercial dehumidifiers without any need for electricity. We've won numerous awards and we've expanded into different silos. All of this has happened during COVID, which I think is pretty apropos to today's the conversation.
Yes, it is. And that's amazing. So you basically provide a product that either after moisture is applied or before moisture is applied, basically keep things either dry or from rusting, correct?
Correct. And we've sold a lot of bands. We won the next big find for QVC HSN. We are prolific in a number of different silos, but it all comes back to the same thing. Moisture can ruin your day, can ruin your adventure, can ruin your collectibles. We help people protect their prized possessions.
Very cool. So you said you really took off during COVID. So I'm assuming you don't have an office, or do you have an office, or is that your office?
My office is out of my home, but we do have our corporate headquarters, which is in Provo, Utah. I took the reins full time. I sold my other interests in the end of 19. So everything we did was in 2020. So we were very, very early adopting Zoom when no one knew what Zoom was. Everything we do is virtual. Our warehouses are all connected and everything runs literally off my cell phone. And, you know, we're scaling to over seven figures in sales with two additional employees. Why? If you really know how to use the Shopify ecosphere, and I'm happy to provide references to the products and software we use. So everything we use runs on a Shopify platform that's connected to all my warehouses, as well as all of our vendors. We have about 27 right now, including national chains like Shields and Staples. Everything then flows from that to QuickBooks. So we have everything accounted for and taxed and paid for appropriately. And then it routes to our shipping system, which is ShipStation, which not only provides our customers with access to when their product's going to get there, but follow up to make sure that they're happy. See, unlike a lot of, we don't have a real competitor. Our big competitor is a bowl of rice. But we care about all of our customers, whether they're buying one bag or we just had a customer buy out an entire warehouse. Because at the end of the day, it's all about that consumer experience. And one thing I will tell you that COVID has really provided is it has taken away a lot of the noise involved with building a brand CPG for the consumer space. It is now easier to access decision makers at these retailers because they're not accustomed to them having you in their office like they did for the last 80 years.
Interesting. So is it safe to say that COVID somewhat helped your business in that respect?
Absolutely. I mean, one of our sister companies is PhoneSoap, who in COVID, they make, and a wonderful company, great, great products. They make disinfecting lights for phones and home use, et cetera. So they're the extreme example. But COVID for us has been a blessing in disguise, as our real bailiwick, where we really focus our energy, is in the firearms protection space. And one of our mantras and our goals and our message is responsible gun ownership, not rampant gun ownership. There's a difference. But in electronics, what we found, especially during COVID, is the first people affected are the gig economy. And they're usually, unfortunately, the last to come out of it. These people live on their electronics. You know, so do we all. But, you know, if you're an Uber driver or if you're working remotely, your phone is your lifeline and your information. And, you know, let's face it, the actual phones are now considered somewhat disposable, but information is not. And the ability to bring it back from the dead, especially if you're in a gig job or a job where you can't afford at minimum a $250 insurance payment, but, you know, over $1,000 for a new phone, we provide a level of protection and security that's as great, if not greater, than the insurance you're paying. And it's at the same price point.
Interesting. And I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you also have a product for a laptop as an example, right?
Absolutely. We also make products for laptops, tablets. We have a tool division. So if you keep your, as well as a gear bag, we're about to launch a full product line with Bucked Up in the gym space, as if you keep your wet, smelly socks in our bags, they don't smell any longer. It pulls all the moisture out of them. We are launching a full marine division. We've just signed an exclusive deal in the promotional space. And all of these things are now much easier to onboard and accomplish, as the way that you and I now chatting has become the standard.
Wow.
The only reason I ever used my office in Utah is, A, it's really cool. The building, we're part of an incubator called Rev Road, who has been spectacular. And I cannot recommend to other C-level executives, if you're a little crazy like me and you build it all yourself, they have been instrumental in our success. And we meet with customers, important than any of that. Your social media presence, as well as your presence on the usual suspects like Amazon, that's your store. That's your billboard. That's everything, and it's also nothing, because Amazon, while a wonderful venue, is not easy and not lucrative. But it's a necessity.
Yes, it is. True. And I'll give a plug for Rev Road. I've met their CEO, and you're right. What, very visionary and doing a great job. Huge success with all the companies they're dealing with.
Yeah, and you know, for Rev Road, we were a bit of an anomaly because we're a consumer packaged good and they have more experience. But I got to tell you, not only did they adopt, they provided us with resources. They provided us with access to a brain trust that's second to none. And I come out of New York, accustomed to working with the big fancy firms. They got nothing on what's been, what's going on in Provo, Utah. It's truly a revolution.
Yeah.
And I must tell you, at the end of the day, to have that type of depth, to have that type of assistance is unheard of. And I've tried a number of other venues, another number of other incubators, and they were all just, you know, read this book.
Yes. And give us, and
by the way, if any of your listeners, like, I actually wrote a book about what I do. It's called Feeding Sharks to Lions. It's about the food chain and entrepreneurship and what you need to do to be successful. And also, it's one thing I've always done is when I run my company, it's not about me. It's not my ego. I checked that at the door a long time ago. It's about a team. It's about not having employees, but having team members. It's about getting your hands dirty. It's also about, you know, when you're dealing with your salespeople, if you're not the smartest person in the room, make sure you brought them. But all of that has become easy because of COVID.
Yes. Yeah. And it's interesting you talk about your salespeople. I have a good friend who's the CEO of a company, and he always told me, he goes, my goal is that every salesperson in my company makes more money than me. And believe it or not, he has a very successful company.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you can sell people stuff or you can help them buy.
Right.
And we prefer the latter. So our current head of ballistic sales, Rick Britton, extensive history, Liberty Safe, number of other companies. But what it comes down to is we provide utility with non-existent companies.
Mm-hmm.
We also guarantee all of our products for life because I will only use the best materials I can source globally.
Mm.
So our bags, you know, they're all mil-spec'd out. We do work with the military. We offer bulletproof options as well. And our bulletproof line is made out of graphene-infused polyethylene, which is a revolution. So for example, this, what looks like a mouse pad,
mm-hmm.
this material stock of 45 mag.
Wow. So
we have a number of designs specifically in regards to responsible gun ownership. Also protection if God forbid you're in an active shooter situation. We want to be very conscious of the fact that, look, there's over 430 million weapons in this country in responsible hands, which is more than cell phones and more than people.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that they have a proper way of storing it. We want to make sure that our customers have training. So, you know, the number one reason police get shot is they accidentally shoot themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one reason hunters get shot is they get shot by accident from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we've addressed those situations. I also lost a very dear friend in the Parkland disaster.
Mm. Wow.
And we want to use our platform of responsible gun ownership to acknowledge that the gun wasn't the problem in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of oversight and the unfortunate mental illness were the main culprits. But it doesn't mean we're out there hanging our hat that everyone should be able to have a 100-round clip. We don't believe in that.
Right.
We believe in your Second Amendment right to defend yourself, and God forbid there's a situation. But we also believe that, you know, you still out. We have weapons. I also own an FFL. I have rep weapons that go up to $40,000-$50,000.
Hmm.
And they're sitting in a plastic box. You know, we want to give people targeted moisture removal and dry armory storage for their weapons, tools. And with electronics, it's great to have on your boat. You should have one in your car. And it's amazing the stories that we hear from our customers about how in a pinch we saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're not Supermen. You know, we can't fix stupid.
Yeah.
Crack your screen and drop it in the ocean. We're not fixing it.
Yeah.
But we guarantee it. If it didn't work, then so what? We'll give you another one.
Hmm. Very cool. And it's interesting. Your product is one of those things you don't need it till you need it. So, right?
And not just that, you know, it's for collectibles, for all kinds of electronics or optics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a relationship with Vista Outdoors and Federal Ammunition. So I live in Florida. I know you're in San Francisco. So we both have this wonderful moisture content in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. If you leave products in our bags, they last longer. We have testing the batteries last longer. Mm-hmm. It provides a moisture scavenged environment. And believe it or not, in every phone, including this brand new iPhone, there's a little pink sticker. Excuse me, it's light blue. If that sticker turns pink, it means your phone was exposed to moisture. Your warranty is invalid.
Hmm.
Also, if you get your screen wet, if you get your phone wet and go to plug it in, you're going to get the death mode, I call it, which says do not plug your phone in, moisture is around, and you're going to damage it. So there's a false sense of security that these things are bulletproof. You know, everyone forgets that there's more technology in this than put the first man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same token, you know, we're also in a society where if I said, hey, I want to give Mark a call, I don't know your phone number. You don't know my phone number. Mm-hmm. You know your name, and that's, you know. I tell my kids all the time, back in the good old days, we used to answer a phone attached to the wall without knowing who was on the other end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. the whole of the case.
That was part of the fun of it, to find out who was calling you.
Exactly. And if they hung up, you'd star 69 them, and it cost you $45.
I know. So we'll switch gears a little bit here. We'll go back to the remote work, because you basically built a company remotely, and now the world is coming back together, just starting to happen. So do you foresee that you're going to have an office, or are you going to stay as a remote company going forward?
I will always stay as remote. I just, as I joke, the cafeteria is much better here. But the reality is the only reason that I want to have an office is to meet with people. Now, we will probably have offices with our employees and at some point a building with a warehouse. No reason for me to be there. One of the things that I think we should really focus on is I actually built this entire company by myself. I did everything. I've gone through a lot of bad, quote unquote, advisory firms, et cetera. But there are some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at a point where I have recently hired a CEO because we've gotten to operation warp speed very, very rapidly. And you know, his name is Romney Williams. He's fabulous. There's a book called Rocket Fuel. I'm a visionary. Not that good with the details, but forced myself to. He's an integrator. He's the guy that puts it all together and makes it work. And at the end of the day, if you can find someone like that, and I'm very fortunate to find him, you incentivize him, you compensate him, you overcompensate him on successes, you let him eat well, and more importantly, you let him do his job. You know, if you hire smart people and don't let them do their job, you need to get over yourself.
This is true.
And we've had some instances that come up where I've disagreed with him. And I said, you know what? I hired you for a reason. You're going to live and die by your decisions.
Yep.
So there's another benefit. And with all my companies, I've always hired C-level executives because you need fresh eyes. But also, going from zero to a million is hard. Going from a million to 10 million is really hard. And there's no way I could do it by myself. I mean, I probably could, but it would take years off my life. I'm not in that. That's not my goal.
And 10 million to 100 million is even a whole different story.
Actually, I disagree with you.
Really?
And I tell you why. Is right now, we have a footprint that we can define a path to $300 million in revenue. Once you get to 10 million, it means you're dealing with the retailers that are mass appeal, big box retailers. Once you have traction with them, it extrapolates so quickly, it's insane. So for example, with Shields, we started in one store. Now we have five, and we started in one store in January. We now have five stores. By the end of the year, we'll have all 28 stores. So that initial, we'll call it just for argument's sake, $2,000 order has a tail on it that equates to $500,000 a month.
Wow.
So if you find the right partners, but more importantly, you have the product and there's proof that the product is demanded. We sold over 30,000 bags this year alone. And Romney started 2 weeks ago. Once you get into that stride, then the upside's unlimited. Plus, now that COVID is in somewhat the background of the dialogue, the entire firearms business and accessory business is built on trade shows. We have four trade shows between now and the end of the year that we predict doing between 3 and 20 million. Why is it so large? The market is that large and we don't have a competitor.
Very cool. And then, and just out of curiosity, do you sell worldwide or are you strictly US right now?
We do have the ability to sell worldwide. We haven't left the US, but we do sell in Mexico, England, Australia. But right now we've really focused on, well, there's a reason, you know, our real bailiwick is the firearms industry. So we're 4% of the population in the world, but we represent 46% of the weapons.
Interesting.
So one, what I've also found is, you know, we have intellectual property and we have reciprocity. And the bottom line is once you get a foothold in America, the world comes to you.
Then
you could also, once you have that first position, you are the leader. You are, as we have been called, the Yeti of firearm bags. You know, then you can protect yourself against knockoffs. And so far, you know, not only have we not had any issue, I can tell you we have never received a return for any of our firearm bags ever.
Wow.
That's electronics, impressive. People buy the wrong color, or, you know, like I said, we can't fix stupid. But firearms, no one's ever returned any of them.
Wow, that's great.
And the interesting thing is, once we launch new, like we just launched a shotgun design that floats, the minute we launch it and send it to our existing customers, we have about a 30% repurchase rate.
Very interesting. Wow. Well, Elliot, it sounds like your company's about to take off. It sounds like it has taken off, and it sounds like it's about to really take off.
Well, so, you know, it's still my baby. Mm-hmm. As I told Romney, I'm giving you the keys to my baby. Don't scratch her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the first orders are the easy part. All that stuff's easy. The second, the third, the customer experience. It's about your message as a brand and your message as an organization. It's about how you give back to your community. And we give a lot of money to veterans charities, specifically focused on helping them adapt to civilian life and for PTSD. We work with charities also to enforce responsible gun ownership and give a platform to those that feel that weapons are dangerous, that acknowledge, yes, they are, if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been fascinating talking to you. And I think I probably could use a couple of those bags for my electronics.
Well, let me give out the magic code. So it's the letter, it's 33, the number 33AND3. And that'll give you 33% off and free shipping.
Okay. And free.
We ship usually same day.
Very cool. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you again, and have a great night.
Right. Remember, rice is for eating. We're competing with a bowl of rice.
Words to live by. Thank you, sir.